Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday, 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams joins us at 11:40. But it's Tuesday at 11:20. That means our guy DJ Shockley joins us. Not only are we going to be able to talk SEC football with Shock, and we'll get a Falcons question in too, but Shock's going to be a part of the Georgia broadcast this weekend, which is very exciting and means that Shock gets to be in a place again that most of us don't get to be. So that's fun. That's going to be fun on Saturday.
What up? Markham, I have to correct you for a second. I am not a part of the Georgia broadcast because I cannot be the guy that's the homer for this particular game. So I am on the broadcast for the game.
Sorry, on the Georgia-Arkansas broadcast, not one way or the other, but we'll be a part of the broadcast on Saturday. It's also opening week for SEC football, obviously Georgia and Arkansas this weekend. Do you think if all things were equal, Shock, and JT Daniels was cleared already, would DeJuan Mathis still be the front runner to start?
You know what? That's tough to say without being there to watch practice. I can only go off the things that I've heard. But I think even with JT Daniels being fully healthy and cleared, DeJuan Mathis still gets a shot. Because I still go back to the last couple years, Kirby has wanted to have a guy at the helm that can move, that can put a lot of stress on the defense with his legs, but also can throw the football down the field. And for the last few years, you haven't had that. And you look around the country, you look around this league, and there are guys who can hurt you with their legs, with their zone reads, can hurt you when things break down, if you get outside the pocket and create, look around the National Football League, what Russell Wilson's doing, or Cam's on. I mean, everybody has somebody to that kind of fashion, and they're playing really successful. So I think Kirby has wanted that type of guy for a long time, and now he has that guy in the mold. He had Justin Fields in it. He went out and got Jamie Newman. Now he has a DeJuan Mathis who's already in the wings, who's been there, who they're really excited about it, and they're talking about it has been really impressive. So I think regardless if he was still 100%, DeJuan Mathis will still be getting a nod and getting a chance to see what he's about in the game.
Hey, Shock, with that being said about him possibly being the starting quarterback this weekend against Arkansas, how do you think the game plan will go? Because this is his first start, Shock, first time in contact in a long time. How do you see them coming out if he is a starter for Georgia on Saturday?
Kind of one series at a time. I think you, by game plan, you put some stuff in that gives him an opportunity to get his feet wet. And with a guy like a mobile guy like DeJuan, the things that got me going as an athletic guy was first time getting hit or running a bootleg where I can get out and I can run, I can move, and I can get acclimated to the game, or a nice quick short pass, or, you know, all those little things get you going. But also that run game, turn around, hand off to Zamir James, Kendall, whoever's back there, and all of a sudden it's second and two, second and four, third and one, third and three. Now those play calls are a little bit easier. And it's third and long, then, hey, you got an opportunity to throw it down the field, and maybe he's not comfortable and ready to pull the trigger just yet because he doesn't want to make any mistakes. So I think to start the ball game, it's going to be doing it in small fashions, getting them involved in the game, short, quick throws to let them know, hey, I can feel this game. I understand where my emotion is in this game. And we know both those guys getting the chance to play. It's going to be one of those situations where, like you mentioned, they both haven't been hit. They both haven't been in some live game action in a long time. So you got to get them acclimated into the ball game before you start throwing posts and corners and all that kind of stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.